Welcome to Tofu US, a space for real talk about life's truth.
There was no your feel.
But really say out loud.
No filters.
No judgment. Just honest conversations that reminds us that we are not alone.
We are not alone.
Let's unfold and spoken. Together.
Together.
Hey you, welcome to Truthful US. For the new ones, welcome to the Truthful community. And if you're the regular one here, welcome back. And let's unfold another truth together. Today's episode is called Venting or Victimhood. Let's unfold it together.
Truthful US Podcast.
Let me ask you something. How many times have you complained today or the day before today? Think about yesterday. How many times did you complain from morning to the evening? You complained about something. It could be about your job, your friends, it could be about your parents, your school, your government, your relationship, your finances, it could be about anything. But just how many times did you complain? So here's the hard truth. You're not stuck. You're just complaining. And you're doing it too much. You're complaining too much. And complaining, especially when it becomes a habit, it's one of the fastest ways to kill your drive, to kill your joy, and just block your growth generally as a human being. I get it. I may sound harsh. I get it. But please, just bear with me. We need to do some reflections here. And I promise, this is not a beat down. We just unfold the truth. We just need to unpack it. Let's break it down. There's a difference between venting and complaining. Venting and complaining. Venting is healthy. You release emotions, you know, you just get it off your chest. You breathe and just, you know, you move forward. For example, you might be going through a lot. It could be in your relationship, or it could be you have some difficulties at your workplaces. And maybe there is things that are not going the way you want them to be going. And maybe there's somebody at work who is giving you a hard time. And you find a friend and you just confide to that friend and tell them what is actually happening. You just lay it off your chest. Maybe there's this situation and it hurted me and I don't feel good about this situation. It is draining me. I feel sad. You know, you just share with somebody how you feel and you just unload the load that is in your chest. That is called venting. And that is actually very recommendable. It is healthy. It's a very good practice because you can't just store all these negative feelings in your heart each and every day. It's not healthy. So venting is good. I am not here to talk about venting today. I am on the other side, which is complaining. Complaining then, on the other hand, it's when you keep rehearsing the same frustration over and over and over again with no intention to change, no plan, no action. You just talk about it and actually do nothing about it. You know, one could go and vent and explain the situation about maybe the example I gave earlier. Maybe somebody's, like there's a person who is giving you a hard time at your workplace and you go tell your friend about that particular person. And what is happening when you go back to work the next day, you have like you're taking action to combat the situation. You probably are trying to avoid to be near that person, trying not to trigger that particular person, trying to finish your work on time and do your responsibilities without crossing line with that person. That is actually taking an action to combat the situation. But it is you complaining every day over and over and over again and do nothing about it. That's when I see a problem. That's where I'm saying that it's not healthy and complaining is not good. Because at the end of the day, it becomes like your background music. You start every conversation with what's wrong. You become addicted to the sound of your own struggle. Like you always talk about your struggles. You always complain about your struggles, but you do nothing to counter them. And when you do this, you slowly forget that you have the power in your hands to actually change the narrative. Let me tell you a quick story. I had a friend. Let's call my friend Sarah. Sarah hated her job. And every single day she had a new story. Today could be about a toxic boss. Tomorrow could be, I'm overworked. Another day could be, her work colleagues were the problems. Another time is, work is killing her. Every day she had a new complaint. And it wasn't only about her workplace. She even had complaints about where she was staying in her neighborhood, like her neighbors. they were not doing her GSTs, they were doing this, they were always noisy. She had a complaint about each and everything that was around her. To an extent, whenever I thought of Sarah, or maybe whenever I saw her call, I knew there were some complaints. Like, I know she's gonna complain. She did that in a, too much in a way that became her identity. The one who is always complaining. And the sad part is, she never did anything to change her situation. She never did anything to change the narrative. She just liked to complain. And that's how I knew her. She only wanted to complain. And for some people, just like Sarah, they find validation through complaining. Like, they want other people to pity them, to feel sad for them, to see like everything is just going wrong for them. And what does that do for them? Nothing. Nothing. So they just feel validated when you're like, oh yeah, that's really sad. They shouldn't have done this to you. But come to think of it, like, what is wrong with you that each and everyone is always wronging you? Or what is wrong with you that each and everything is not always going wrong with you? Not at your workplaces, your friends, at home, just your family, each and everything about you is, everybody in this world is always wronging you. So how I saw my friend, for sometimes I had to keep my boundaries in the distance because I just knew she only wanted to complain and she liked complaining, and that now became toxic because she always brought this negative energy of things are not going, things are not happening to her, people are always bad to her, people are always doing her bad, people are always not giving her what she deserves. Like, she was always the one who people are wronging, and that was wrong. Her energy was always toxic. Her health, her relationship, everything about her, just because she held so tight to complaining. Let me tell you what complaint does to your brain. It wires you to see only problems instead of solutions. Complaining creates a habit loop of helplessness. And the more you complain, the more your brain looks for things to complain about. You'll never be grateful for anything. Everything in your life will just be going wrong just because you wired your brain to always see the negative things. You've wired your brain to always think that people are always wronging you. You have victimized yourself to always be the one that everybody is wronging, the victim, the system is working against you, your friends are working against you, your boss is working against you, your family is working against you, your landlord is working against you. Like, everything in your life is just not going the way it's happening. You are personalizing everything to become about you, which is not right. On top of that, complaining drains your relationships. Just like how I mentioned, I had to keep a distance from the friend that I named Sarah because I could not keep up with the complaints each and every day. And she had, even though I suggested, like, okay, maybe do this instead of complaining, she did nothing. She took no action. She only wanted to complain and that's it. So people get tired. People get tired of nothing ever works for me. That vibe is really tiresome. But real talk, for sure, we are all dealing with some stuff, but we're just pushing through it. We're just pushing through it. So don't be the one who is always talking in cycles. So don't be the one who is always complaining over and over and over again. Take some actions and step up out of the victimhood. So, why do we complain? Why do others find pleasure in complaining? Why do we do it? One, complaining is easy. Very, very easy. It is easier than taking action. It is easier than taking responsibility. It is easier than saying, this is in my hands. This is my problem. What can I do about it? Complaining feels easier. Looking like a victim always feels easier. So it becomes part of our story. Sometimes we complain because we like the identity that it gives us. We become the girl who is always struggling or the guy who never catches a break. Like, we just want the world to beat us. Like, we want to be pitied by everybody. Like, oh, she's so struggling. Oh, that's really sad. That's really awful for her. Oh my God. Because we just want to, they want to be victimized. And you feel good that everybody else is beating you. For what? For what reason? For what reward does that give you? For what? And you know what else? We find people who love to complain and we bond with them and we form this little community of frustration. Oh my God. You know, misery loves company. So if you're complaining every day, honey, you're miserable. And you'll always find people to form that small group that small cycle of miseries. Instead of asking, what are you building? We ask how bad your day was. Who did something bad to you today? Because we just believe everything and everybody in this world is working against us. And that is just so miserable. Let me give you a very personal example. I'm the eldest sibling in my family. Recently, my brother got hospitalized because of he had an emergency case and we had to go to the hospital. So we took him to the hospital around 11 a.m. in the morning, and then he did not get the help that he needed to get. They only told us that he needed an emergency surgery and he was in a very, so much pain. And I don't know, it's hospital protocols. I don't know how can I call it, but he was not attended for a very long time. Until afternoon, he was just laying there in bed with no help. No help, no nothing. The doctor had not seen him. They just made him lay in the bed with nothing, no medication. So it went on until in the evening. Because this was an emergency, some of my family members were around. We had to call some relatives. So people came in the hospital and then everybody was asking what was happening. Did he get the medication? Did they attend to him? Which the answer was no. You know what happened? We started complaining like, you know, the government, you know, the hospitals, you know, the systems. And we were just complaining amongst ourselves, not even towards the doctor or anybody who is responsible for him. We were just complaining amongst ourselves, which had nothing because none of us had the doctors, none of us is going to treat him. And then I asked myself, what does it get me for staying here and complaining? What does it change? After me complaining and just blaming it and everything, the system, the doctors, the everything, what does it get me? Nothing. So I had to take an action, like go find who is responsible, ask them what is wrong. And then I did that. And then he got the help he needed to get to the theater for the operation. So that tells us how much complaining does nothing to us. Nothing, literally. Because for us staying there in the hospital, a couple of relatives, and complaining about how the system has failed us, while my brother was in an emergency room in a very much deep pain, did nothing. But for me to actually go and look for the responsible person to attend to him, did something to him. He got the help he needed. This is to tell you, complaining with no action is actually very bad for you. So how do we stop? Let me give you three quick but very powerful strategies that changed me. First, catch yourself. Make sure you catch yourself. Awareness is key. Start tracking how often you complain in your head or whenever it's out loud. You'll be shocked. And then the second thing, flip the script. Do not say instead of like, I hate this job or I hate this, say, this is what is happening right now. What can I do next? Accept that it's actually happening. Accept that, yes, whatever you're doing at work is, they're doing to you at work is unfair. Accept it. Accept that they said wrongful and hateful things about you. Accept it. And then the next thing is, what am I going to do about this? And the third point is, challenge yourself to go about, maybe start with some hours, 6 hours, 12 hours into a full day, into a full week, into a full month without complaining. Instead of complain, journal about it. I've been journaling for some time now. I think I started journaling properly in 2023, and now it's 2025. I've been journaling ever since, and I have seen how powerful journaling is. Write down your frustration, write down how you're feeling, your emotions, and that will enable you to actually get awareness of what is happening, and it will keep you grounded. And it will help you analyze the situation and see with more clarity. I don't know how does this work, but just sifting your thoughts, it doesn't matter how messy they are, from your head to the paper, does something to your brain. It just gives you some sort of clarification and just see things or see a situation in a more clear ways. So just write it down. You'll be surprised how you're going to figure it out. Just by just writing, you understand how to just go about the situation. So let me bring it home. Life is hard. Systems are failing us. People are disappointing us. We get tired. We get stuck. But we were not created to be the narrator of your pain. You just don't go around and narrate about your pain each and every time. You are created to be a co-author of your breakthrough. You're not stuck because of your situation. you're stuck because of your response to it. You have to shift that. You just shock yourself, with how much power you have been sitting on. Instead of complaining, take action. And when your voice comes, let's say this is too much, I want you to remember this line. You're not stuck. You're just complaining. And you do not have to stay there. Take some action and be responsible for your own life. Until next time, this is Truth For You as always.
Truth For You as podcast.